We're doing brachot. We're up to Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanya Idach. Where is that? Smack in the middle of the page. I'd say that's about 35 lines from the top, about 15 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is La. Tanya Idach. We have another brisa. Nechnas beta kisek kavua. If he's going into a set bathroom, so he removes his tefillin 4 footsteps away from the bathroom, he leaves it in the window next to public domain, and then he goes in to do what he has to do. And then when he leaves, he walks away 4 footsteps and only then dons his tefillin. They still will say, take it in with you. Hold them in your hand and take it in. Rabbi Kiva Amar Chosan Bevigdo V'Nichnas. Rabbi Kiva says, hold them in your garment, keep them covered that way and take them in. Bevigdo Sakadaito Simni Mishtali Luvin Aflei. What do you mean hold it in your garment? They might fall if you hold them in a cumbersome way. Eleim Chosan Bevigdo V'Yado V'Nichnas. No, what it means is don't tie them in your garment. It means hold them in your hand and cover them with the garment. Hold them in your hand and the garment and then go in. U'Menichan Bechuin Asmuchin Lebet HaKisei. Then he could leave it in the little holes that are inside, next to the bathroom, right near him. But don't leave them in the holes of the fences that are near public domain, because maybe someone will grab your tefillin, and then people might suspect all kinds of things about you. Because you know what happened once? One of the students in the yeshiva once had to go to the bathroom, so he left his tefillin in a hole in the wall near the public domain, and he went in. Ubata zonachat, the prostitute came, uvinatlatan, and she said, tefillin, interesting. She decided she's going to do this fellow in. Uvata lebet midrash v'amra, so she came to the academy and said, she's a troublemaker, you know, she's not the top quality person in society. So she came to the academy and said, ruma natan li ploni beschari, you see what your student paid me with? Paid me for my services. When the student heard that this is what happened, she went and embarrassed him in front of everyone. Obviously it was a lie, but he went and committed suicide. The rabbi said, okay, this isn't good. So they instituted, you keep him covered in your garment and take him in with you, because we see that people are taking advantage of the students that leave their tefillin in places, and that's not good. Originally, people would put them in the holes in the wall near the bathroom, and then the mice would come and take them, because it's a hide, so they'd take them to chew on them. So the rabbi said, okay, leave them in the windows next to public domain. So passerbys would take the tefillin from there. So the rabbis instituted, take them in with you because you have no other choice. I said, what are you going to do? Levi says, halacha, roll them up like a book and then hold them in your hand next to your heart and take them in with you. You roll them up so that the strings don't jut out. The straps don't jut out. He got to ensure that you don't have the strap coming out of your hand, because the straps are holy. The straps are what you make the dalid with. That's one of the letters of Hashem's name. Okay. Amar Biyakov Baracha Amar Bizera Lo Shonon Sheyesh Shu'ut Bayom Lelovsham Avlen Shu'ut Bayom Lelovsham Tzelein Kmin Kistefach Manichan. He says it's only if there's still going to be time to wear them again. But if you're not going to have time to wear them again, so then make a little take something and put them in some wrap them in some handkerchief or something, and then you could put them on the floor. Anything that has a tefach, kemin kis tefach. And you can put them on the floor because they're in some kind of vessel. Put them in some kind of handkerchief. Make it into, tie them in there. Okay. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow.